Hey, hello, and welcome to the 9th episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue. In this episode, I'm going to be tearing apart the system at McDonald's. The first fast food restaurant that comes to most people's minds is McDonald's. It's absolutely everywhere, and it always has been, for the past few decades. While their app, this is the McDonald's app we're going to be talking about in this first segment, doesn't boast the free stuff that you get just from downloading it, like the other apps do. Although, sometimes when you download the app and sign up for a new account, they'll give you $1 large fries, which is a pretty good deal, because in most McDonald's, it's about $3 or $3.19 for a large fries. However, the deals within the app, which sometimes you gotta wait on, but the deals within the app are really what make it worth it. You see, it's these deals that give you the free McFlurry with any purchase of a fry. At least, that was the deal that was on my phone today. The issues with the deals on the McDonald's app is that you're only allowed one deal per every 60 minutes. The way you can get around this, or at least that I have been able to in recent time, is to just screenshot the deals when you get them, and then waiting 60 minutes to activate another deal and redeeming that deal at McDonald's, along with the other deal you screenshotted. Now, these deals are limited for only about 24 hours after you redeem them. Sometimes they only give you a few hours, but I've been able to wait 24 hours and have the deal still work. You gotta really watch out, though, because sometimes the McDonald's won't like it if you use too many deals at once. Which is why I use their brand new kiosks. They're these little screens they have instead of going to a cashier, where you could take more time than necessary to go through their whole menu, tap all the things you want, and then scan your deals at the little QR scanner at the bottom of your kiosk machine. Or if that doesn't work, you just punch in the numbers, which is what I typically do. Every time someone goes to a McDonald's and doesn't use one of the deals, it's a waste. I mean, you could use a deal on almost anything. Get a free fries with any purchase. They give you that in my area whenever the Wizards lead in a game. And sometimes it's just get a free this or a discount on this when you get something else, or the discount just on its own. And if you're getting that item and you're not using the discount, that's a waste. You could be getting it for cheaper than you normally would, which is what I always do. I rarely ever pay for anything at McDonald's, and when I do, I never pay full price. I refuse to pay full price, and I will fight anyone who tries to make me pay full price. A concern with a lot of McDonald's customers, including many of my friends, is the freshness of the food being served to you. Sometimes the fries just seem old when you eat them, or kind of wet sometimes, because, well, typically they come out pretty dry, but I guess if they're sitting for a long time in oil, they get a little soggy. A way that sometimes, because some McDonald's just completely ignore this, and I can tell you for a fact that I've been at McDonald's that I ignore this, is to special order whatever you're trying to get. The fries, in this scenario, get it with light salt, which can sometimes be better because they always put too much salt on it. And then when they come out, they have to be new because all their fries that they make, they just use regular amounts of salt. But in the case that they actually follow your order and do the light salt, they have to make a fresh batch just for you. Let's talk about the drinks. I could go on about how I cheat by using other people's drink purchases towards my account to get a free drink. Because if you buy, I think it's seven drinks at full price, they give you a free one. This is just McCafe, not like a fountain drink, so like a coffee or something. But I'm going to be talking about the fountain drinks. These are the sodas. Unfortunately, iced tea does not count for all you tea drinkers, but I don't drink that stuff. When you order a soda, you get three options. Well, five technically, but three options, which are the small, medium, and large. All vastly different sizes, I must say. Unless you're the two sizes there that I also mentioned, which is the kiddie size, which is 1 cent cheaper than the bigger size. And then there is the senior size, which actually I think is 10 cents cheaper, but it is way smaller. But let me tell you something. You might already know this, but the small, medium, and large are all the same price, $1. It'd be foolish. I mean, unless you're not going to drink it, which I don't know what your deal is. It'd be foolish not to take the big size with the soda, which is 32 ounces, which is almost enough drink for most people. Maybe a little more, I guess. And it's the same price, and it's refillable. You get it, you can just fill it back up again. That is the case that you're at a Starbucks with the actual fountain. I found that at one of the Starbucks I've gone to, they've tried to charge me for a refill, which I was like, hell no. I typically don't get the soda though. I like to go for the smoothies they have there, which apparently you should be watching out for because they clean those blenders with Windex or something. Don't take my word for it. Take it with a grain of salt. I just read that off of Reddit. Think about it. On many receipts, such as if you're living in Maryland, the giant receipt, sometimes you can find the coupon for a free buy one, well, it's buy one, get one free sandwich, which is a great deal. You should just keep it around because, as far as I've found, none of the ones I've had have expired, and sometimes you get this on the receipt. Well, I'll get to that later. Usually these don't expire, and then anytime you're going to get a sandwich, you get another one for a friend, or another one for you, because why would you give it to the friend when you can have it yourself? And this works for almost all their sandwiches, even the breakfast sandwiches, except don't use it on the breakfast sandwiches, because that's not as good of a deal as if you get it on the lunch or dinner sandwiches, because those cost more money. And in the case that you find these on the receipt, you don't have to use your own receipt for this. You can just dig a receipt out of the trash can, which, by the way, I have found lots of money in, at least in the trash can at the Poolsville McDonald's. You can just dig the receipt out of there, and sometimes it's a free apple pie, though. But that's still good sometimes. And just do the survey. You don't even have to write in anything like legit. You can just put in random information. And then you'll get your free item, or your free buy one, get one free item, as I was just saying. And you just save it and use it because there's no expiration date. Which is why I say everyone should be doing this. Everyone should be holding on to these coupons. One more thing. During this COVID-19 crisis, McDonald's is giving out free meals to all people that are healthcare workers or first responders. It includes, well, when in the breakfast meal, it includes a breakfast sandwich, a hash brown, and a drink, which can be a soft drink, a hot coffee, or a cold coffee, actually, or a tea. And it's all free. All you have to do is show your ID. This works for lunch and dinner as well, which consists of a McDouble or an equivalent of that in price with some fries and a drink. You can go do this if you're a first responder or a healthcare worker. And only up until 2 weeks from this date, which today's date is May 4th. As of recording this. Fortunately, this is the end of Beating the System with Kevin Sue. Episode 9. We'll be back for another episode on episode 10, where I go over my greatest hits, as requested by many of my listeners. My greatest hits of scam as my ski schemes that I've committed that I've done over the past couple years. And it's gonna be a 20-minute episode. Just go look for it. It's probably not going to be 20 minutes. It'll be coming out soon. Peace out.